Good morning. Morning to you all on Mothering Sunday. If you're a visitor for the first time, we offer you a warm welcome. Tea and coffee will be served in the Mayo Hall between our two morning services, and there's a reflective worship here this evening. Other opportunities to worship together this week includes the Eden Meditation, which is here tomorrow evening at 7:30. Pastoral news. Margaret Davis is in Tolworth Hospital for rehabilitation and she is slowly improving. Please phone John to let him know if you're intending to visit Margaret. Time to weigh pieces of paper. Today is the last day for you to return your questionnaire about the church organ. It goes in the box at the back of the sanctuary. We're now in the middle of Fair Trade Fortnight. Choosing to buy fair trade products offers farmers and workers in developing countries a better chance to work their way out of poverty. So if you've not already thought about it, please think about this positive action towards social justice. On Thursday, the 17th of March, there will be another lunchtime recital here at 12:30. And on March the 23rd, there is an exhibition of photographs taken by homeless people of Kingston, and that's at the Quaker Centre in the afternoon between 1:30 and 3:30. And I've very recently heard that it will also happen in the Rose Theatre in April. I've been given a leaflet about an event that's been organised by Stand Up to Racism, and there will be a national demonstration on Saturday the 19th of March, and I can give you more details if you would like them. I have two and finalies. The first one is Sally and the second one will be Ray.
Just asked to say something about Messy Church that happened on Monday, the theme of which was the Last Supper. So we had our very first Holy Communion with our families, which Leslie did for us. And then after that, we had a meal together, and it was really great because one of our parents that comes offered to do the catering for us. So she came in and did a wonderful meal for us. And was remarkably calm about it as well. And we had 38 guests. So thank you.
And you'll have seen Bill's stickers has been at work, so you'll see lots of these around everywhere. The 9th of April, it's about 5 weeks' time, we have our Cayley, it's the Forbes Cayley Band putting on a great evening's entertainment, and the dancing is really walking. So don't worry if you can't run up and down fast, it's dancing by walking. Funds for the church. Look forward to seeing you all here. Bring your friends, anybody you know. It's going to be a fun evening, 9th of April. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
picking up on the theme of Fair Trade Fortnight and where we all are. Before you finished eating breakfast in the morning, you've depended on more than half of the world. We aren't going to have peace on earth until we recognise this basic fact of the interrelated structure of all reality. And from the psalmist, "You are God. I worship you. In my heart I long for you, as I would long for a stream in a scorching desert." We join to sing, "There is a Redeemer." We join to pray. O God, who is mother and father to us, your heart is big enough to go on loving those who have hurt you, generous enough to forgive those who turn back to you, understanding enough to reason with those who feel hard done by. So we rejoice in this time to stop, to reflect, to be thankful for those who have loved us through the years, so we know that we have been proud. We have been mean-spirited. We have looked down on those who have done things that are wrong and have been found out. We have resented the fact that you are generous and forgiving. But we thank you, God, who mothers and fathers us, that your generosity of love goes beyond that which is found out. So we thank you for your complete love for us. We thank you for your welcome for us. And we ask, O God, that you would help us to have that loving, forgiving spirit in our lives as well. A call to be the best that we can be, but also a call that recognizes that different people have had a variety of life events. Creator God, you have created a beautiful world for all your children. We who taste and smell the fruits of its creation ask that you would allow us to celebrate and to live in partnership of love and support with those who produce our food and our drink. Lord, who has made us in your image, may your spirit of love and generosity be ours, and may we be among those who work for your justice. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Oh, great Lord's Prayer coming from that table. Don't know about the rest of you. More accurately, who doesn't? Right, here we go. Have this microphone. It is muted.
Right. Can you hear me? Thank you. Can you hear me now? What I said just now was, who likes chocolate coins? And surprise, surprise, there was a big right. Okay, I'm going to give some out. They're not... Well, sorry. Right. They're not for eating now. Who else like a Bethany? Anybody? Anybody else? Anybody else like chocolate? Right. And I've left my grapes over here for Kino. Would you like to give him some grapes? Okay, Dahi, how many have you got? Dahi's got 5. How many of you got Esther? 2. Sally? 1. How many of you got Bethany?
3.
Christina? 2. How many? 1. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Depends where you're looking at it from, doesn't it? Well, we'll try and sort it out in a minute. But there are a lot of things that aren't fair in the world, aren't there? It's not fair that some people have lots of food and some people don't. Can you think of anything when you thought something was unfair? Perhaps at school with your friends or at home? No? Are your lives all completely fair? I wonder if any of the grown-ups could give me an example. The children don't seem to be... Yes, Dahi. Have you ever had a time when you wanted to do something really badly and your mum or your dad have said, no, you can't? Leslie has. And do you think it's very unfair then? Well, Jesus told a story about a young man, we'll call him Mark, who asked his father for lots of money, not just chocolate money, real money. And he went off and spent it all. You know this story, do you? He went away and spent it all. He came back and he was sorry. Well done. You're going to come stand up. But his older brother Simon stayed at home and worked really hard on the farm. And when Mark came back, Simon, I think, said, it's not fair. I've stayed here and I've worked very hard. You've been off having a good time and now you're having a party. Dad's throwing a party to welcome you back. And I can imagine him stamping his foot and saying, it's not fair. He's going to be there. Good. In that story, we hear about Mark and Simon's father, but we don't hear anything about their mum. I wonder where she was. You think she might have been dead? That would have been very sad, wouldn't it? She was busy working, yes. Some people do have kind, loving mothers. Some mothers can't be there for their children for all sorts of reasons. But on Mothering Sunday, we can say thank you if we are lucky to have a lovely mother, or say thank you to the other people who help us and support us and look after us all the time. Right. Now, how are we going to sort out these coins? Go on, tell me. So are we going to share them out? Should we ask the people who've got lots to give some to the other people? Would that be a good idea, Dahi? Or, I tell you what we'll do. Let's go out. We'll go and sort it out over at our table. Okay, come on, let's go.
We're going to sing. There are hundreds and thousands of sparrows.
Thank you.
So happy sorting out. Bye-bye, Quino. See you later. Happy sorting out, yes. Happy to leave. So I guess, as we know from Esther, this is a very well-known parable. You could probably argue Jesus' most famous parable. And he tells it in response to those who are attacking him because of his dining habits. And Bethany Brealey will read this passage to us.
Luke 15, 1-33, then 15-32. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the land started grumbling, "This man welcomes outcasts and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Jesus said, "There was once a man who had two sons. The younger one said to him, 'Father, give me my share of property now.' So the man divided his property between the two sons. After a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. He went to a country far away where he wasted his money in reckless living. He spent everything he had, but a severe famine spread over that country and he was left without a thing. So he went to work for one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his farm to care for the pigs. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pods the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat. At last, he came to his senses and said, 'All my father's hired workers have more they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.' So he got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart was filled with pity, and he ran, threw his arms around his son, and kissed him. 'Father,' the son said, 'I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son.' But the father called to his servants, 'Hurry,' he said, 'bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. For this son of mine was dead, but now he is alive. He is lost, but now he has been found.' And so the feasting began. In the meantime, the elder son was out in the field. On his way back, when he came close to the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, 'What's going on?' 'Your brother has come back home,' the servant answered, 'and your father has killed the prize calf because he got him back safe and sound.' The elder brother was so angry that he would not go into the house. So his father came out and begged him to come in. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I have worked for you like a slave, and I have never disobeyed your orders. What have you given me? Not even a goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But this son of yours wasted all your property on prostitutes. And when he comes back home, you'd kill the prize calf for him.' 'My son,' the father answered, 'you are always here with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he has been found.' This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Open our ears, Lord Jesus,
that the only voice that we would hear would be yours. Amen. So the story that Bethany read to us, what do you call it? What do you call it? Do you call it the story of the son who got his act together and lived his life, took some risks, as opposed to the brother who stayed at home moaning? Do you call it the story of the invisible mother? Or the story of the brother with the dirty mind? For the only person that mentions prostitutes, the only mention of prostitutes comes from the elder brother. Or the prodigal father. Whatever else, this is a story of two brothers, two sons who do not know their father. Two. And it might be that the name that we use is just, we use it because it's the traditional name, or it might be it's indicative of our worldview. So the question for each of us is, how do you cope with generosity? How do you cope with unearned gifts? What are you like at receiving? And how does that translate for you into the love of God? God is a God of generosity, of love, of welcome, of invitation. We do not earn the love of God. We are given it freely. The generosity of God is not fair. It is not fair. We are overblessed. It is not fair. So Jesus tells this parable to those who are grumbling about him. The lawkeepers who are objecting to the company that he keeps. Those whose vision of God is very like the folk religion in our society, which is, if I do good things, then good things are going to happen to me. That's how it should be, but it is not how it is. And for some people, this is the day, this day, Mothering Sunday, is the day that shouts, it is not fair. And we are members of a church, we have a member of the church who would tell us that they have more than one mother, and both their mothers were rubbish. It is not fair. For others, this is the day that they are forced to acknowledge that they will never have children, that they will never have grandchildren. It is not fair. It's true. It isn't fair. And the why question sits on the table, and we acknowledge there is a gap in our understanding. But even for the best of us, the kindest, the most faithful, the most loving person, each of us has sin and weakness. We are part of corrupt structures. We have not allowed ourselves to develop fully into the person that we could be. All of us are sinners separated from God, the holy God. And I know that we are not a community that spend a lot of time wallowing and thinking about sin. But let me give you a quick definition, which is human beings' capacity to muck things up. Sin. Human beings' capacity to muck things up. So when we look down our noses at another because we're unaware of their story. Sin. And there are people whose lives are like mine, which have been, you know, I've got two parents alive, I've been pregnant twice, I've got two live children, you know, yada, 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 yada. Flabby, easy life. Easy life to keep away, free from addiction. Easy life to keep away from, because I have never experienced abuse. But for those of us who are like that, more is expected of us. We've been given more. It's not enough for somebody like me not to be stealing, and it be giving, and it be challenging unjust structures, for example. Yet still, God, who is the God who is with us, alongside us, will love us when we fail, pick us up when we fall, all of us. Those who've had an easy life, those who've had a tough life, all of us. And God, who is generous and welcoming, it is not fair. For some of us, our problem is that we are well aware of the public failings of others, and we use that to let ourselves off the hook. Whoa, I know what's going on in my head and my heart. And I know that God doesn't think it's acceptable. But hey, at least I'm not doing that. God is a God of generosity, of love, of welcome, of invitation. We do not earn the love of God. It is given freely. What are you like with receiving something that you have not earned? It does not matter how wholesome your life is, how wholesome my life is. We have not earned the love of God. The initiative was God's. And then the response is ours. And for some of us, the response of a wholesome life, easy. For some, the response of a nearly wholesome life is a massive effort. Is it possible that Christianity is about more than conventional British middle class values and conventional British middle class behaviour? Is it possible that Christianity is that? More than that? There's nothing wrong with conventional British middle class behaviour and values in some spheres. Nothing wrong with that of itself, but it is not the place to finish. It is not the gospel that we tell of. So when we gather at the table, we come, each of us, with the God who would rush out to meet us and welcome us home. And that is the God who knows it all about us. Who knows not just what we do, but what more we could do. Who knows what's going on when we do it. Why we do it. It might look good to everybody else, but actually it's all a bit toxic. And yet, that God who knows it loves us and welcomes us to the table. And not just us, but everybody. In the story, the father picks up his gown and runs down the street to greet his son. Runs. No man of that stature would run, but he does. He runs to meet him. He runs to meet us and welcomes us. And as Jesus was castigated for the company that he keeps, hey,
He's willing to eat with me and he's willing to eat with you. And that is what the table is a symbol of love, of welcome, of place. So, when you receive the bread and when you receive the wine, ask yourself, what are you like at receiving an unmerited gift? We will be silent together and then we will pray. Lord God, we pray for those whose pursuit of wealth and happiness has brought brokenness and failure. For those who've turned their back on their families and friends, and those who've been changed and destroyed by addictions. Pray for those for whom this day reminds them that they will not be the parents and the grandparents as they always hoped they would be. We pray for those whose pride prevents them from rejoicing at the good fortune of another. Lord Jesus, you made time for the forgotten people, the unfashionable people, the discarded people. We pray in your name for those who lie like rubbish in the streets of the cities of the world, in alleyways, in hovels, in gutters. We pray and give thanks for those who work to help them to turn their lives around. We pray that there would be supporting structures and the resource to allow these things to happen. Pray for those people and situations that are heavy on the hearts and minds of each of us. Lord our God, we bring our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we offer this bread, this wine, and this money. We ask also that when we spend our money in other places, you would be with us to see the marketplace as you see it. As wide as the world that you love so much, be with us and help us to share the markets we share for all people as we live under your steady gaze, so we can change by your gracious love. Amen. We join to sing, "Let us talents and tongues employ," 453.
people of God, rush to this table. Know that you are welcome here. People of God, gather at this table, knowing that what is on offer comes with God's blessing and is a sign that God loves us. But approach this table with caution if you think that you have bought a ticket to eat here. If you come thinking that God owes you something, approach this table with caution if you are choosy about who you eat with, for everyone is welcome here. Come and be fed. Come and have your deepest hungers met. The Lord Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you." And he took wine and said, "This is my blood and it is shed for you." And then he offered a prayer of thanks. So let us pray. God of love and justice, we give you thanks for the gifts that are planted in all of us. We remember the power we embody when we share these gifts, the compassion and understanding, the fire and the vigor. We honor your love living within us, inspiring people to protest at greed, to work for justice, to passionately share their resources and cherish all life. Yours is the outspoken love. Yours is the outrageous hope. Yours is the extravagant mercy. So you have the honor, the power, and the glory. We thank you for those people who have mothered and fathered us through the years. And we thank you for those people that we, in our turn, have mothered and fathered. We thank you for the gift of love that we know. And we thank you for Jesus, for his life and teaching, for his death on the cross, and for his resurrection, for the sending of the Spirit, which will transform these gifts of bread and wine, and so that they will be for us the body and blood of Christ, and that we eat and drink, we will know that you are present with us, that as we receive these gifts, we will know that the initiative is yours. The outpouring of love comes from you. Thanks be to you, O God, at this time and through all eternity. Amen. So the way Holy Communion works in our congregation is that we believe that everybody is welcome at this table. We don't believe that you have to sign up to something. We don't believe that you have to state what you believe to be welcome here. And we also want to make it as easy for people to eat and drink with us as possible. So, when you get offered the bread, if you would eat with us then you take the piece of bread and you have a moment and then you eat it. If you have issues with wheat and gluten, then within this cup case, you will see that there is bread for you. And for all of us aware of our addictions, for some of us, our addiction is alcohol, so there is no wine in the wine that you, no alcohol in the wine that you will be offered. Took bread as a symbol that he gave himself. He blessed it. He broke it. "This is my body," he said, "broken for you." The body of Christ. the blood of Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew us, remake us. That what we have been is past, and that what we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on. Take us with you. Amen. We join to sing, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. So may we reach out to others as God reaches out to us. May we welcome others as God welcomes us. And may God bless us in our bad times with courage and in our good times with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.